Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 1st of May, 2024. The Bible reading for today is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Today's article, titled "The Authority of Jesus," was written by James Banks. Even after Jesus had set my son Jeff free from years of substance abuse, I still had worries. We'd been through much together, and my focus sometimes remained on his difficult past instead of the future God had for him. Parents of addicts often worry about relapse, and one day at a family gathering, I pulled Jeff aside. "Remember," I told him, "we have an adversary, and he's powerful." "I know, Dad," he responded. "He has power, but he has no authority." In that moment, I was reminded of Jesus's incomparable authority to rescue us from our sins and transform our lives as we look to him. Immediately, I thought of his words to the disciples shortly before he returned to his Father in heaven. "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go." The crucified and risen Jesus has made a way for us to come to him no matter what our past may be. He holds both our past and our future. Because he's promised to be with us always, we can be assured that he'll accomplish his purposes and that our lives are in his unfailing hands. Jesus gives us unparalleled hope, a hope so good we can't keep it to ourselves. The devil and the world may have some power for a little while, but all authority belongs to Jesus forever. Let's pray. Thank you, dear God, for calling me to you in love. Please lead me to someone I can share your love with today. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Adeyinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.